Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week I ended our program in with a little tease, and I hope I got some listeners to tune in from last week. Now, let me frame the picture here. In John 14 and 6, Jesus did not say, "I made a way." Nope. Jesus said, "I am the way," something much more reaching and much more eternal. And the tease was, so what is Jesus talking about here? Well, what is Christianity? Christianity is Christ in us, or if you prefer, us in Christ. Let me say that again. Christianity is Christ in us, or if you prefer, us in Christ. Did you know that most Christians have no clue how we are saved? The process, how God is established in our lives to where we can say Christ dwells, that Christ abides in us, and we are saved, or as Jesus told Nicodemus, birth from above, born of the Spirit of God. Now, most Christians think that they are saved by walking the aisle and repeating some words after the pastor. Well, nope. Or they are saved by working for God, singing in the choir, playing an instrument at church, just being there for the pastor. Well, nope. The only way we can be saved or birthed from above is by hearing and understanding the gospel message. Now see 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. The gospel message of how Jesus, and only Jesus, was crucified, was buried, and rose from the dead, as Scripture says, and believe in your heart of hearts that we are saved because of God's grace by faith. Wow. When we truly believe this, when we really honestly believe this in our heart, we may even cry and we may even feel downright horrible. But know this, God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, has shown His light of truth and revelation into our soul. And now we can see ourselves. We see our sin. We see our selfishness. We see the evil that dwells within our heart, as Paul tells us in Romans 7 and 18. For I know that is me. Now, it says that is in my flesh. Now, that's a parenthetical thought. That's Paul is thinking this. That dwells in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For to will was present with me, but how to perform that will is good I find not. Now, I like also what Jeremiah has to say on this topic, until I begin to see he's talking about me. In Jeremiah 17 and 9, Jeremiah writes, "The heart is deceitfully above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" My friend, if we do not come to this understanding of our natural man being the center of all that separates us from a holy God, we cannot be saved. And that's important. I got to say that again. If we do not come to this understanding of our natural man being the center of all that separates us from a holy God, we cannot be saved. Until then, we think like millions, no, nay, maybe hundreds of millions of people who think that they're not that bad. Well, they're not perfect yet, but they're not really that bad, so God will let them into heaven. Well, guess what? Nope. Wow. There will be many billions of good people in hell, but the only people that go to heaven are the forgiven people. Well, let me say that again. There will be billions of good people in hell, but only forgiven people get to go to heaven. My friend, do not fall for the denominational lie. God is love, and He loves everyone, so everyone is going to go to heaven. Nope. After all, you know, we're all God's children, right? Nope. That's not true. We are only children of God if we realize our sinfulness and ask God to forgive us of our waywardness. So if we do all that I have just said, then we will come into a spiritual union between Christ and ourselves that occurs when we believe, and only when we believe. In Romans, Paul talks about this union as being planted into Jesus' death and resurrection. Paul helps us again here in Romans 6, 5 through 7. Paul writes, "For if we have been planted together, as Christ in us, in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the newness of his resurrection," in the likeness of his resurrection, "knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." Wow, not serve sin. "For he that is dead," and that is spiritually speaking, from sin. "At this point we are one spirit," wow, "with him." Paul writes also in 1 Corinthians 6:17, "But he that is joined unto the Lord," that are saved, "is one spirit." Christ and us are joined together as one spirit. Everything that we call Christianity emerges from this core reality of Christ in us. But now open up your spirit, my friend. It is right here that most Christians miss the point. Even if we realize that Christ dwells, and he does in us, and he is one with us in spirit, we tend to be blinded to, you know, to what this means. We are blind to the fact that God has given us all things only in his Son. Let me say that again. We are blind to the fact that God has given us all things only in his Son. Now, there is nothing that God is outside of the person of Jesus Christ. Wow. And all is in him. There is nothing in us, once we are joined with him, outside of Jesus Christ. And all is in him. Now, here's a critical point that I did not say that God gives us all things because of his Son. Oh, no. I said that God gives us all things in his Son. In his Son. Did you get that, my friend? I hope you did, because if you did not, well, you probably are not saved. Religious, but lost. Like many so-called Christians sitting in pews every Sunday and every Wednesday. You know, Karen invited someone in their neighborhood to our Bible study, and they replied, "Oh, no. No, I am so busy, I cannot come to our church. Our church has us so busy, no time." No time for a once a month Bible study that they can walk to? You know, we do what we really want to do. Let me say that again. We do what we really want to do. And we do those things that we think are of value to us. That which God has given for man does not consist of things that he distributes to us because of what Christ has done. No, God does not give us things at all. God gives us Christ. Wow, God gives us Christ. God does not give us things at all. No, he doesn't. God gives us Christ, in whom are all the things of God. Indeed, in whom the fullness of God dwells. Wow, this is such a simple truth, but it is so simple and sadly that millions and millions of people, they miss it every single day. It is a large part of the subject of the matter of the book of Colossians. You know, Paul writes in Colossians 2 and 3, "In him," that would be Christ, "are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." Colossians 1, 9, Paul writes, "For it is pleased the Father that in him," that would be Christ, "should all the fullness dwell." Colossians 2, 10, "And ye are complete in him, in the head of all principalities and powers." I like Colossians 4:12, "that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God." Wow. It is precisely so, because Christ constitutes in his very person all the fullness of God. Wow, let me say that again. This is so, the verses that I read. Precisely because Christ constitutes in his very person all the fullness of God. Now, more next week as we continue looking at the vine, the one and only vine. There is no other vine. Jesus says, "I am the vine and you are the branches." Unless we get that thought into our heart, there will be no fruitfulness. We will not be a Christian. We will not be able to walk with the Lord. We could do all those religious things. We could go to church and do all that stuff and sing and, you know, travel, do all that stuff. But there will be no fruitfulness in God, because the vine gives us the life. Amen. This has been David Stahl. Have a wonderful week. Tune in next week for more of the Vine. And I promise you, if you really get this message into your spirit, it will change your life. More next week. God bless. Amen.